Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
If I'm going down the trail and I slip and fall, the stronger my muscles are that support my back when I go down, the less I'll be injured in that fall.
Right.
And let's face it, anytime we're out on the trail, there's always a chance we can take a tumble.
Absolutely. A lot of folks that are out on the trail hiking are carrying extra weight already.
Yes, a lot of folks are running around out there extremely top heavy. I mean, think about where a lot of the backpacks sit. And many folks really aren't that careful about how they distribute the weight. That's another important thing in the packs. You know, they want the heavier stuff down towards the belt line, not up between the shoulder blades. And I see a lot of people that they pack for what they think they want to pull out on the trail. So sometimes they'll have some pretty heavy stuff up top that they should be carrying up there.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because I know I've fallen victim to that before, where when I'm packing, I'm really thinking more about when do I need what I'm putting in there as opposed to the weight of it.
Exactly. And it should really be the other way around. If you have to take half the stuff out of your pack to get to something in the bottom that's heavy, it's better than hurting your back halfway to your destination and having a miserable trip.
We talked a little bit before we started about stretching and how important that is. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yes, indeed. You will notice when you watch any group of professional athletes preparing for competition, they stretch, and they stretch long, and they stretch hard. Watch a baseball game. The guys all stretch, then they warm up. Before, you know, they ever start the game, everybody's had a really good warm-up. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You want to increase your blood flow to the muscles. When your brain knows you're going to hit the trail, your body really doesn't. But as you stretch and prepare yourself for the trail, that stretching lets your body know that you're getting it ready to perform.
Right.
Your blood flow increases, your muscles heat up with the extra blood. As they heat up, they get more flexible and more resilient. Again, something that could limit or minimize injuries. So the stretching before an activity is huge. And I see so many folks that make long drives to the trailhead and then just jump out of their car, grab their pack and go. Big mistake.
Right.
It's best to get out of your car and do a bunch of stretching before you ever pull your pack out of the trunk. I also think it's a good idea because, again, folks will have to drive home after they've done their hiking. They want to do a cool down stretch to make sure that the muscles don't go into spasm on their drive home. Again, those core muscles are the ones that I think are most important. And to stretch those, it's really pretty easy. One of the stretches I like, I can literally lean against the side of my car at any trailhead. I may not want to lay down in the dirt first thing.
Yeah.
That might come later. But initially, I just lean against the side of my car.
Mm-hmm.
I basically get one leg planted real good so it's not going to slip, because I'm going to be standing on one leg as I do this stretch. And I basically just gently take one knee and draw it up towards my chest.
Yep.
I'll use my arms to pull it in close. Now, the closer I get it to my chest, the better stretch I get on some of those low back muscles. And that helps prepare them for what I'm going to do. I also see a lot of people doing a warm-up stretch where they're touching their toes.
Mm-hmm.
That does stretch out the muscle. But unfortunately, it also has a tendency, because the intervertebral discs of the spine are on the front side of the spine, as I bend to touch my toes, I'm putting a mechanical force on those discs that can force a little fluid out of them. Now, what I want when I'm on the trail is a nice, thick disc full of fluid, because it's a shock absorber. Now, if I do some stretching that milks some of the fluid out of that disc before I hit the trail, I've compromised the shock absorbers of my spine, and I've made myself a little more prone to injury.
So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com/get show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.